Thanksgiving. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word? Food? Family? Football?
When I say Thanksgiving, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Ham and sweet potato pie.
Mom always in the kitchen whipping up something nice, and I loved her sweet potato pie.
Figures it would be food. Everyone loves to indulge in the foods that only seem to land on the table at this time of year. Football, though, has to be a close second. Can you imagine Thanksgiving without it?
That's one thing we do. We play football, be around each other, you know, love up on each other, and watch football.
Turkey Day games and stuff like that, and it's all types of stuff. So you just can't, it's kind of, for me, I'm sure a lot of other people, football and Thanksgiving are kind of, you know, tied into one.
The NFL has played on Thanksgiving Day since 1934, when the Lions began the tradition. The Cowboys added it in 66, and more recently, the NFL has added a primetime game on the NFL Network. Dallas fans will never forget Turkey Day when Clint Longley rallied the Cowboys to beat the Redskins without Roger Staubach. Remember 93 when Leon Lett gave Miami a second chance to win the game when he didn't know that touching the blocked field goal made it a live ball? How about Phil Luckett and the infamous coin toss in Detroit in 98? How could he not hear that? Randy Moss made his Thanksgiving debut as a rookie the same day and thrilled the Vikings with a 3-touchdown performance in Dallas. More recently, we've had the butt fumble by Mark Sanchez and the Harbaugh boys squaring off in Baltimore. Everyone loves Thanksgiving. If not for the food and football, then for the chance to reflect on all the reasons in our lives to be thankful.
Being here and being around loved ones, I think that's what I'm most thankful, being around loved ones.
My baby girl being born, safe 10 fingers, 10 toes, and just healthy, smiling baby.